Ja, zanimiv pogovor nas čaka. Malo improvizirano v studiu je 57-letni Martin Hutchinson iz Manchestra, ker ne govori slovensko, bom skušal njegove odgovore čim bolje za vas pretolmačiti. Martin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Potujte po svetu na kolesu in skušate pozoriti na okoljske probleme. To počnete že kar nekaj let. Čemu tako težak podvig? So you're traveling across the world on a bicycle, trying to raise environmental awareness, and you've been doing this for quite a few years. What made you start such a difficult task?
I don't really know what made me start. I just started walking in Mexico. There was no real big point in my life to say I didn't have a big disease or cancer or a family problem. I just started traveling, and the more I was traveling, the more aware I was of the environment, and I started going to more schools to talk about it. So it's a series of little events in your life that lead you to where you are. There's nothing big changing in my life.
Torej, Martin pravi, da nič ni bilo kaj posebnega, ni imel raka ali kaj takšnega, nobena velika sprememba, ampak začel je hoditi po Južni Ameriki in začel opozarjati. You've traveled something like 32 kilometers, you mentioned?
No, I walked 34,000 kilometers first.
Yeah. Po Južni Ameriki prehodil okoli 34 tisoč kilometrov, več sto šol obiskal in tam opozarjal na te probleme. Ne vozite običajnega kolesa, ampak ležeče kolo oziroma lezi kolo tukaj po Evropi, je s tem potovanje morda lažje. So you don't ride a normal bike, but a recumbent tricycle. Does that make travel easier?
This is a point I'm trying to make. Because people use a two-wheel bicycle, if you look at the position from the side, they're in, it is really unnatural position to be in, and people have a lot of pain in their back and their neck. When you look at my bicycle, you're sitting comfortably, but this is not the norm. The two-wheel bicycle is what people think is normal. So what my point philosophy behind this is, just because everybody else does it doesn't mean it's right. And that's on the bicycle, because this bicycle, I've done 19,000 kilometers. It's very, very comfortable, but it's not the normal thing. So, but that's the philosophy behind this bicycle.
It's very symbolic, actually.
Yeah. It's to make a message in the bicycle. And one, that bicycle does get attention. I can just leave it and people come looking at it. And I've got all the posters about the environment. So that's another reason. But the reason is basically, just because everybody does something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. You have to start thinking more individually.
Ja, pravi, da je zelo simbolično, da je treba razmišljati kot posameznik. Ni važno, da to, kar vsi drugi počnejo, da je ravno prav, in tako je tudi nekako s tem kolesom. Čeprav velja norma, da je kolo na dve kolesih, on uporablja tricikel, ležeči tricikel, ki je v bistvu potem potuje v bolj normalnem položaju, v ležečem položaju. Potujete s psom, ki ste mu nadeli ime Starsky, ker se pišete Hutchinson, ste nekako Starsky in Hutch kot v filmu. Tudi Starsky morda skriva kakšno zgodbo. So you're traveling with a dog, you've named him Starsky, since you're Hutchinson, you're Starsky and Hutch, you guys. Is there a story behind Starsky?
Well, Starsky was found in a kennels in Portugal, and at the time I was walking three other dogs, and I didn't think about taking them, but when he came, it was just like, okay, here we go. straight away had my heart, and for 3 weeks it was yes, no, yes, no, and I could think of all the problems he could cause. And I tried to think of all the advantages, and obviously advantages worked out, and I did make the right decision. If I had left him behind, I would never have known, but having him with me is incredible. He's perfect for what we're doing. He's perfect dog for this. He's been to 92 schools. He's great with the children. He's made a lot of friends around the world, and with the rescue dogs, he gets to meet the rescue dogs and things. So he's the right thing to do.
Torej, kot pravi Starsky, je rešil iz zavetišča na Portugalskem, sprehajajo približno tri pse, no za tega se na koncu odločil, da je tisti pravi. Pretehtal je slabe in pozitivne točke, seveda so pozitivne premagale na to in oziroma pretehtale in ga je vzel s seboj. Je tudi odlična izbira tale kuža, ki je tudi z nami v studiu, mirno leži tamle pod mizo. da z njim potuje po svetu in opozarja tudi na šole. 92 šol so že obiskali tukaj po Evropi. Okay, we're going to take just a short break for some music and then we'll continue our conversation. Yeah. Kratek premor, torej glasbeni Ultravox in potem nadaljujemo. Martin Hutchinson je še vedno z nami v studiju. Katera država, ki ste jo obiskali, je bila do zdaj v bistvu najslabša pri zaščiti okolja? S katerimi težavami se soočajo? What's been the worst country environmental wise you have visited? What are the major
That's a good question. Let's start off with Europe, okay?
Yeah.
Italy has to be the worst country. Not, we can't say all of Italy, but mainly the center and the west. I've not been to the south yet, but it is extreme. I mean, the very northeast corner, like Udine, which is close here, is very clean. Mm-hmm. But you go towards Rome, and north of Rome and round, and coming across the mountains from Rome, from the west to the east, it is absolutely disgusting. Mm-hmm. I have videos on my Facebook, my YouTube, even in the newspapers. I've said Rome is the most dirtiest capital in Europe because of the things I was filming. And so Rome is the worst, Italy is the worst. Spain is bad too, and Portugal. South of France is bad, but they have good parts as well. But you wouldn't think the south of France would be so bad, but it is. It is a lot of videos. My videos are showing what people don't want to see or don't see because people are not looking. But alongside the roads, there's just so much rubbish. It's incredible. In Latin America, we can definitely look at Chile, Argentina, Bolivia, Peru. Colombia is not so bad. Venezuela is not so bad. Brazil has its problems too, but generally in Central America, like Guatemala, there's a problem with it. Plastic is definitely a problem around the world. So generally, every country has a problem apart from Slovenia. Slovenia has to be, like, say, one of the cleanest countries. I mean, apart from some bits of plastic in the river, generally, it has to be the cleanest I've been to so far. It is a joy to travel through and not have to make. If you don't see any videos of Slovenia, that is good. That's good.
Good to hear. Okay, yeah. So yeah, we should mention that. Naj omenimo, da ima na YouTubeu svoj portal. Martin Hutchinson poiščete na YouTubeu, kjer objavlja tudi posnetke in videli boste, pravi, da je Italija zelo slaba, kar se tiče Evrope pri okoljevarstvenem pri okoljevarstvenih stvareh. Ko prideš iz Zahoda, čez Rim, tam tisti del pravi, da je nekako najslabše, medtem ko v naši bližini okoli Videma je malo bolje. Portugalska je slaba, jug Francije in tudi Španija, tam pravi, da je res kar težko. You've been honest, you say that in Slovenia it's quite okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to say, you know, make sure it stays, because once it starts, once this rubbish starts and people start, this attitude, I mean, I don't know what's the difference. You told me we're human, so why is it different here to other countries? I don't know. A lack of population, maybe, colder, climate could have something to do with it. People might just care, might want to keep their place, their tire. I mean, I don't understand why the Italians generally don't look after their own country. I mean, I could understand if they went to a different country and put the rubbish over there, but, you know, in where they live, it's a thing. But I also have to say, include the UK, the United Kingdom is not, you know, it is a lot of rubbish as well. But I'd like to know what, I mean, the videos I'll make, I will show other people, look, you think it's the same everywhere. It's not. Look at Slovenia, it's clean. The rivers are clean, the parks are clean, there's no rubbish. You can travel along the road. Now, I have to say, I'm sitting down low, and it's about 4 inches off the ground on my bicycle. So you are seeing everything, you know, as beside the road. I see all the rubbish. Where people in cars, they don't see it. I see it. And so, yeah, it's very, very, very clean. I mean, it is clean.
Ja, Martin pravi, da Slovenija je čista, videl je tudi nekaj plastike sicer v rekah, ampak načeloma dokaj čista, nima pa čisto jasno, zakaj je v nekaterih državah tako bolje, v drugih pa toliko slabše, in tudi Britanija pravi, da ni ravno najbolj čista država v nekaterih predeljih. Ste upokojeni gasilec, nekako se na poti povezujete tudi z lokalnimi gasilci. Kaj pa vas čaka v prihodnjih dneh pri nas? You're a retired firefighter, of course you do connect with other local firefighters. On the way, what are your plans in the coming days?
Well, I'm hopefully going towards the capital and then we're going up through to Austria and then possibly we'll look at trying going to a bit of Czechoslovakia or Hungary and then we're coming back down through Croatia to go and do the southern part of Italy for the winter. Mm-hmm. There's no fixed plan, but the idea is to go from England to Australia and we should arrive in Australia in 2030, but the idea is what we do every day for the environment. Mm-hmm. It's not how far we go, it's what we can do. And so we will try our best, but obviously with the climate, we have to try and keep in the southern area for the winter and then come up north. But we
because you keep traveling.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go home. And
No. It's a continuous world travel. We're at home. I always say to people, I'm at home on the planet. Wherever I am, I'm at home. But we can't do France, Spain, Portugal, Belgium, Luxembourg. We can't go to the same countries twice. If we've done a good portion of the country, we have to keep moving from the west to the east and north and south. So there's certain countries we cannot go back to now because we've been there. So we have to keep looking for new places, new experiences.
Ja, torej v prihodnjih dneh ga čaka še pot proti Ljubljani, potem pa še naprej okoli Evrope, Avstrija, Češka, Madžarska in tako dalje, proti Hrvaški. Nekje bo moral tudi prezimiti, kajti Martin stalno potuje, ne gre vmes domov, cilj pa je, da bo prišel do Avstralije predvidoma v letu 2030. Nima nekih stalnih načrtov, ampak pač cilj je obiskati vse te kraje, ni pa važno, koliko poti je prepotuješ, važno je, da obiščeš vse, kar se da in upozoriš seveda na te probleme. Martin, thank you for joining us for this short conversation. Imamo tukaj še enega gosta, oziroma ki pripeljal našega gosta, sedaj je dobil tudi mikrofon. Lepo pozdravljeni.
Ja, en lep pozdrav.
Torej z nami tudi Mitja Jerič. Mi že malo šlo iz spominja, toliko različnih jezikov je treba malo tukaj pomešati danes. Hvala, ker ste pripeljali Martina. Verjetno nastanje nekje pri vas sedaj?
Ja, trenutno stanujem pri nas. Verjetno bo ostal še jutri tukaj, četrtek. V petek nadaljuje pot naprej proti Ljubljani.
V slabem vremenu, očitno, glede na napovedi.
Ja, pač on je odločen, ima to je rekel, da on njemu to ni dopust, ampak je poslanstvo in nadaljuje pod slabem, pa v lepem vremenu.
Ja, in prav lepo poslanstvo je. Hvala obema seveda za pogovor in hvala, ker ste ga pripeljali.